Hey, what does the world's fastest supercomputer, the Osbornes and KFC, have in common?
Oh, I don't know.
They're all on this week's edition of The Source.
Oh, I see what you did there. All right, I want to play too. So what does Paris Hilton, delivery robots and cheese have in common?
No idea.
Oh, they're also on this week's edition of The Source with Cindy and Daz.
The weird and wacky week that was. This is The Source with Cindy and Daz, thanks to Byron Bay Peanut Butter.
Episode 9 of The Source with Cindy and Daz, thanks to Byron Bay Peanut Butter. Paris Hilton.
Well, now you got my attention. Thinking of a certain video 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, well, scrap that because that's so done and dusted and void, null and void, done.
Over. Say what you're trying to say, it's over.
It's so over and I'm questioning her ability to think like a human this week.
Didn't everybody question her ability to think like a human, full stop?
I just, when you're born into money, you just can be yourself, I imagine, and that's exactly what she's done. Paris Hilton has set the new standard for pointless face masks amid the coronavirus pandemic. Okay.
It's all about how you look.
Well, when you go out, you've got to wear a face mask. It's compulsory over in the States, which is controversial. It's a topic over here that's up for discussion at the moment.
What has she done now?
Well, the businesswoman, let's use that word loosely. I won't. Oh, no, that was mean. I won't because she has got about 14,000 businesses that
didn't
she...
Didn't say she's a successful businesswoman. No. She is a businesswoman.
All right. So the 39-year-old businesswoman donned a Diamante face mask, which is made out of mesh.
Right. Okay. That would work.
Well, she went out for dinner with her boyfriend and friends in LA wearing a mesh Diamante face mask. I'll leave that there for one second. Right. It's likely that the face mask would do little to protect Hilton from the coronavirus, which has clearly just run through California. More than 223,000 cases have been confirmed with really, really horrific numbers, 5,900 deaths over in LA. I just want to leave the face mask there for a minute until I've finished and then I've got a lot to say about it.
I have no doubt she's got a lot to say on this one.
Because she's actually been selling her own range of face masks on her website featuring some of her iconic sayings, including loves it.
Loves it.
That's hot. And sliving. I'll say that again, sliving. It's a blend of slaying and living.
Oh, I was going to say it's a blend of it's living and just living. Just sliving.
She is a 39-year-old, cool, middle-aged, almost middle-aged woman.
Can you do those first two again?
Yeah, loves it. And that's hot.
I just want our listeners to know that the facial expressions that you just delivered then when you rolled those out were worth repeating again just for my own entertainment.
Oh, because she's just such... Anyway, Hilton revealed earlier this week that she's been quarantining with her boyfriend, who she's been dating since the end of last year. So that's great.
Very serious.
That's might be, you don't know. She says they're both business people.
Yeah, there you go.
So we do our work during the day and then at night we cook together and watch movies and play with the puppy. She told this to Vogue Australia. So she's reaching out to anyone that wants to listen now.
Vogue Australia.
And clearly it's been ended up on my desk this morning. It's been an amazing time together, she says, and I'm really enjoying it. She added, I'm used to being on a plane travelling over 250 days of the year, so I've never in my life since I was a kid had this this much time off. Now, let's go back to the face mask that she's worn out. It is a mesh Diamante face mask, which Diamantes are like fake crystals or crystals that look like diamonds, okay? Now, when she's walked out to go out for dinner, she's got this beautiful white dress on. Look, let's be real. She absolutely nails the fashion, okay? So she's got this beautiful white dress on with white shoes and then she's put the white mesh face mask on with Diamantes all over it. But if you picture, say, an onion bag or a bag that oranges come in, with those big squares cut out of it, you know, the holes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her face mask.
The big squares cut out of it.
So what's that going to do?
Well, what it's done is it's put her in front of the cameras and she's got a fair bit of exposure from it.
What a moron.
Well, she is, but then she's got what she wanted, didn't she?
But if she wants the virus, she's going to get it wearing that stupid thing.
She's probably thinking, if I'm going to get it, I might as well look good while I'm getting it.
Do you know, just another name just literally just popped into my head while I'm thinking about this face mask. I was wondering if Michael Jackson was still with us, what he would have done, because he was like almost like the creator of the face mask. He would have. I wonder what he would have done.
Well, would have still been on. They would have said, what a genius. He knew it was coming.
Paris Hilton, thumbs down from Cindy Warren.
Hey, speaking about wacky, anyone who breaks a world record deserves to be feared and respected.
Yeah.
Anybody. The skill and dedication that it takes to eclipse the achievements every other human being, whatever the field, should never be underestimated.
Okay.
So if you break any record, you should be acknowledged.
Yeah.
Whether it be in a book,
yep.
Round of applause,
yep.
Or a little elephant stamp. You should get one. That said, there are some records that stand apart. Last weekend, one such record was smashed by the world's most famous hot dog enthusiast. A competitive eater who has completed some of the most impressive and revolting tasks ever. Joey Chestnut is a scoffing legend. Chestnut, I think we've mentioned Joey Chestnut in previous shows.
I reckon we have too.
Now, although hot dogs are his specialty, over the years, Chestnut has set records for burgers, Twinkies and hard-boiled eggs, just to name a few of his victims.
Imagine that aftermath. Anyway.
Yeah, and the breath. On Sunday, however, Jaws returned to his favourite foodie subgenre, obliterating his own hot dog eating world record by inhaling 75 dogs in just 10 minutes. Now, that is 75 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Okay.
We may have discussed this story on the radio on Friday.
Yeah.
And we've got a caller come through who said, all I heard was someone ate 75 dogs. And that would be a record in itself.
Yeah,
it
would, well.
I think if you ate one dog, depends on where you live in the world, I guess. It's a delicacy some parts of the world.
75
hot dogs. Now, you think of the hot dogs over in the States.
Mm.
They're not like our hot dogs where you get big Frankfurt sausages and the big long buns. I mean, you get through two of those, you're doing pretty well. These are just smaller ones.
They are. I reckon two of those hot dogs would be equivalent to maybe one of ours or one and a half or something like that.
Still, even the one that we had when we were over in New York, about to walk over the Brooklyn Bridge, not that we're dropping names or anything, they were fairly small, but they were full of stuff.
I reckon
beautiful.
That's the best hot dog I've ever eaten in my life.
Ever.
That being said, I ate one, so even two probably would have been more than enough.
Well, hot dogs over in the States a little bit different than ours. So they don't use Frankfurts. They use like little sausages.
It's like sausages, but they tasted better than our snags.
The best.
Yeah.
Chestnut's latest milestone was set at the annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest held every 4th of July. Now this year, due to the pandemic-related restrictions, the event lacked the usual pomp and ceremony associated with the sausage-centric festivals.
Okay, well.
Not only were fans not allowed to attend for the first time in the event's history, but competitors were separated by plastic screens in order to maintain some semblance of social distancing
and spit.
Imagine that. I saw photos of Joey after he'd done. He was just covered in just wet. He was just slobber.
Did he have sauce on them?
Mustard? There was sauce.
Oh.
Probably helped get it down a little bit there. Lubricant.
Yeah.
Even so, despite the lack of cheering crowds, Chestnut was still able to propel himself to further heights of stomach stretching endurance, beating the previous benchmark by.
I don't know.
One dog. Just one.
Okay.
Now, I'm just wondering, when he – so 74 must have been the record.
Mm.
He's got to 75. Did he pace himself in the last minute thinking, I've only got three to go here?
Oh.
I could probably do six, but I just want to beat it by one because I'm just about done.
I want to ask a question, but I'd like anyone that's eating now just to pause for a moment.
Right.
I'll give you notice that I'm going to ask a question. Was he sick after he ate
them? Wasn't sick.
Does it say that?
Doesn't say it, but I saw the pictures.
Yeah,
he looked like a bill of health. Fantastic.
I don't think he would.
He didn't look very well at all. Now, speaking to ESPN after his remarkable performance, Chestnut, who had eaten approximately 21,750 calories during the event, revealed it was hard. I knew I was fast. I was pretty fast in the beginning. It was like blistering speed. As the dogs were cooked really well today, minute six is where I really missed the crowd and I hit a wall.
Oh.
It took me a little bit more work to get through.
Wow.
This is a crazy year and I'm happy I was able to get a record.
A couple of things that are going on at the moment for me. When is it that you decide you want to be a professional eater?
I think you just know you got it.
Okay.
He's not a big guy. Not much of him.
Okay.
No, he's obviously just got... good system happening.
Oh, That is insane.
If anything, the lack of a crowd seemed to actively contribute to a record-breaking atmosphere. Because in the separate women's event, female competitive eater Miko Sudo set her – it sounds like a song from Sudo Echo from the 80s.
Miko Sudo.
set her own world record, downing 48 and a half dogs and breaking a barrier that had stood for 7 years. It might have been an unusual year, but Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest 2020 – will still live long in memory. Well done to Miko Sudo, the women's champion, 48.5, and Joey Chestnut, 75 dogs in 10 minutes.
That's a massive difference between men and women, don't you think? Huge.
Well, you know.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't need to say anything. Like, he's only beat almost double the hot dog input.
Cannot understand when one person decides that they're going to become an eating professional.
They might just be hungry.
Okay. Good point.
Still more to get through. This is The Source with Cindy and Daz. Baby, you can drive my car.
Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Beep, 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 yeah. Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. And remember, don't drink and drive. It's just not worth it.
A message from Rad. Recording artists, actors and athletes against drink driving.
This is The Source with Cindy and Daz.
Speaking of hot dogs and eating
a lot of food.
Yeah, you're hungry? Well, you're about to feel a little more murmuring in your tummy.
A little bit more murmuring.
Is that what it's called?
It sounds like my stomach would be murmuring right now.
Not churning, because churning's like after you've eaten the 75 hot dogs. Yeah, but
murmuring.
You a cheese fan?
I love a nice bit of cheese.
Well, you can.
You're the cheese expert, though.
I love cheese.
I'm guided by your cheese expertise.
I'm not. I don't think I'm a cheese expert.
Oh, you are.
No, I don't think I am.
Oh, you are.
I've got the
cheese queen, some people say.
Taste buds of a 5-year-old. I like the look of different cheeses on a platter.
Before you move on, can I just say, for people who don't know Cindy, you are really the platter queen. And the platter queen is very heavily involved with cheese buying decisions that set the platter off.
Yeah.
So what makes a good platter in your cheese? I mean, you've got to go with soft and hard and it's a colours and texture.
Correct.
So you are the cheese queen.
Oh my, the fact that you even know that.
Because I've seen you do it often enough.
But I've been promoted from platter queen to grazing tables these days. So, when you've got a little bit more passion about a cheese platter is when things just don't fit on the platter anymore and you just think, bugger that, I'll just use the table.
You just throw some chocolate on because you like doing that,
don't
you?
I like the sweet and savoury together, yes.
Very good.
Yes. Anyway, right, so you can now get paid to review cheese.
Oh, where do we sign up?
Well, I'll let you know.
You know that I'm notorious for just getting involved with these stories and something needs to be applied for or purchased, I'll do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, there's a New York-based Snackspurts, which are called Wisps.
Wisps, okay.
They've got an offer on at the moment where one lucky cheese lover could receive the role of a lifetime, joining the company as its brand new cheese executive officer.
I love that.
Good
CEO.
CEO. Cheese executive officer. I really love that. I want that on my business card. The brief is simple. Use your expertise to eat and advise your way through cheese boards and new designs to help Wisps shape the future of cheese snacking. Seriously,
well
could
done,
there
Wisps.
Be and a better job out there?
Good job. I might have one after you, but
what? A job
a
of
better job.
Cheese?
I may well have a better job than cheese expert.
Oh,
it's
really?
Good. It's pretty good so far,
though. All right. Well, as a member of the company's cheese board, get it?
Yeah, very good. I love
it. This is so good. The chosen candidate will receive monthly shipments of Wisps cheese crisps. That's a big mouthful. You will receive shipments of Wisps cheese crisps as well as quarterly deliveries of – quarterly? That's not enough for me.
You know the impressive part of that?
Mm.
That it was a mouthful. But you did it again.
Yeah, but without cheese in my mouth.
Normally you just move on after you get the challenge and you just move on. I hope people didn't notice, but you've just gone back and tackled it again.
Just because
beautiful
it just
work.
Hurt my head. Now, it's a quarterly deliveries, which I've got an issue with because I don't think that's enough, but that's fine. They'll send you out stuff quarterly, like all different cheeses and stuff for you to eat and promote and, give them your opinions on.
I love it.
Oh, this is the best. In addition, the cheese roll also includes a $1,500 stripe. And what's that for, to go and buy cheese with?
It must be.
Yeah?
I even like the fact that it's a cheese roll. It's beautiful. I love the work.
$2,000 in cash. And you'll also be attending the 2022 Cheese Championships.
2022. It's worth hanging out for.
Do you reckon, what's his face, Chestnut will be there?
I don't know whether he does cheese. He just sticks to the dogs.
Yeah, right, Twinkies. Okay.
And boiled eggs.
The cheese executive officer is the gig is equally exciting for anyone interested in nuts and bolts of cheese making as well, because it allows you to develop new skills, and it will have you attending virtual cheese pairing classes and things like that as well, which I really love, because you could learn what wine to have with cheese. And I don't even care. I just want to have it looks nice on the platter. Applicants can now throw their hat in the ring via the WISP's website, provided that they're over the age of 21 and a true cheese fanatic. So I'm assuming this is only in the States, because it doesn't sound like something got here. But anyone who doesn't think this is the most amazing job in the world, I don't even want to talk to you anymore.
I love cheese. I love that story.
Do you like blue vein cheese?
I don't know. Is it normally on one of your platters?
Sometimes, yeah.
Do I eat it?
No, you don't.
Oh, there you go. I don't like it then.
Have you tried it?
Cheese is cheese. I just got it by you. You bought one and said, you like that one.
All right. So
you'll like that one. You won't like that one. So I just don't eat it.
Interviewing you for the cheese executive officer position and you just said cheese is cheese, you instantly just...
I probably lost out there.
Knocked yourself off the list, yeah. Next.
Now, continuing on with the food theme, because we've talked hot dogs... We talk cheese.
Yes.
Why don't we talk KFC?
Oh, yes, please.
Now, the prospect of free fried chicken is always worth getting pretty excited about. Love myself a good KFC bucket in the olden days. But when it's enough to feed you for a whole year, you should really drop everything that you're doing and pay some attention right now if you weren't already.
Here I am.
To the enormous excitement of everyone who prefers their poultry crispy and covered in a secret spice blend, the world's most famous fried chicken franchise has launched a bid to find its biggest fan.
Okay.
Not only is a year's supply of tasty chicken on the line, but the Colonel is throwing in a whole load of added extras to sweeten the deal.
Okay.
And that's what you call a winner-winner
chicken dinner.
You got it. You've read this story before. In a post launching the new competition, the brand asked this question: have you ever penned a letter to the love of the red, white and golden drumsticks? Did your heart break when KFC closed its doors during lockdown, only to drown your sorrows in some questionable homemade fried chicken?
Yes, yes.
Or maybe you've even collected every KFC artifact since the first UK restaurant opened its doors in 1956. Well, if this is you, we want to know. Now, this is KFC based out of the UK, obviously.
Okay, yep.
Revealing more details in a caption to a Facebook video featuring Bash the Entertainer, KFC added, not only will the winner legally be allowed to put in their LinkedIn Tinder bio that they're the first ever entrant to the KFC Superfan Hall of Fame.
Okay.
But there's also a year's supply of chicken up for grabs. You'll also get your face on a one-of-a-kind KFC ceramic bucket.
No, I want it.
Nice, right?
Ceramic.
How good would that be?
Oh, my God.
Cindy Warren, KFC Superfan Hall of Fame, your face all over.
Do you reckon you could duplicate that? Ceramic bucket. Just get one anyway.
Like, I need to see a picture of it and get it done.
Yeah.
Do that. If you're listening, KFC, we would never do that.
Ever.
In order to be in with a shout of claiming the top prize, contestants simply need to submit their application in a comment beneath the KFC Facebook post. The brand will then make a decision over which are their two favourites before putting them beak to beak in a public vote. Entries must be submitted before midnight on the 14th of July in order to be considered.
I'll tell you what, that's pretty quick, so get busy,
pretty
people.
Pretty funny what date it is today.
It's the 12th today.
I always come up with these stories where you've got like 2 days to get your act into gear. So I'll jump onto the KFC Facebook page, check out the deets, get your entry in, and become the first ever KFC Superfan Hall of Famer.
Oh, you want to be number one. I mean, number two and three is fine, whatever. You'll still be recognised. But imagine being the first one.
Well, there's only one winner. It's going to come down to two people going beak to beak and the public will vote the winner. There's no second prize on this one.
But what about if they do it every year?
Well, they might not. But the first one, as in the first ever.
Yeah.
Well, you want to be that. So let's jump onto KFC Facebook page a little bit later on, see if we can onto that.
Yep.
What do you have to do anyway? Just got to tell them how upset you were that KFC closed down through lockdown.
That's easy to do.
That you're a fan.
Absolutely mortified.
We could make that up a little bit.
No, we wouldn't need to.
No, we're KFC.
Tell me you're
devotees. Aren't we? Is that a word?
And over, all of a sudden, I thought you were channeling your inner Kath and Kim.
Yeah, probably. I love KFC. I love food stories. We've got a bit more to get through. This is Sydney and Daz with the sauce. Thanks to Byron Bay Panabar. I'll be back shortly.
With an increase in coronavirus cases, certain postcodes now have further restrictions. There are only 4 reasons you can visit those postcodes or leave home if you live in one of those postcodes. Shopping for food and supplies that you need. Care and caregiving. Exercise. Work and study if you can't do it from home. If you're sick, get tested and stay home. We all have a part to play, and it's up to all of us to make this work. For details, go to vic.gov.au/coronavirus. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
The Source with Cindy and Daz. All the weird and wacky stuff you might have missed this week.
The last time you had a robot deliver anything to you?
A robot deliver something to me? That would be probably never.
Well, you need to go to California. Can't do that at the moment, can we?
You can't even get out of our state, so I'm going to California, IA.
The hotel's called Trio. So it's a hotel Trio. It's in the heart of California.
Yep.
And guests can now get drunk in what might be the most socially responsible way possible, thanks to their fully automated recruit, Rosé the robot.
Well,
the machine
done, Rosé.
Essentially functions as a wine butler, bringing guests everything from the cold glass of Pinot Grigio to snacks, towels, toiletries, all without breaking social distancing measures.
I love it.
How good is she?
She's smart.
What else would you get delivered? Anyway, she's been controlling the corridors like a publican since 2018, but it's only been the last few months that she's really, you know, taken the world by storm and become her own person, really.
It's a way of the future.
It's a way. It absolutely is, because Hotel explained in a recent press release, they said, allowing for physical social distancing, the 3-foot robot delivers everything from pillows and pet treats, oh, hello, to towels and groceries. Rosé has been entertaining guests of all ages since the hotel opened in July 2018, but in March 2020, she transitioned literally overnight from a novelty to a necessity. It also needs to be noticed that she is thoroughly sanitised after every delivery as well. Trio General Manager Scott Satterfield explained, for guests who prefer contactless deliveries, Rosé provides them with peace of mind that she can deliver items to their suite. So they must be allowed to be going and staying in places like that, because we're not at the moment.
No, we are not. Have we sent a picture of Rosé? I've just got this mental picture of what Rosé would look like. She'd be short and squatty.
Yeah, silver.
And I'm thinking black with like a white
apron. I'm thinking the same thing.
It's kind of like the robot in the Jetsons,
yeah,
whatever her name was.
Right, I gotcha.
And that's what I'm thinking Rosé looks like. But I tell you what, it would not matter to me if Rosé was 6'3" or 2'5". You're delivering booze to me.
Would you give her the tip? Who gets...
I think the tip...
Do
I like
you
that.
Tip Rosé?
You tip Rosé. Well, probably when you placed your order, you would then have your tip component a part of that.
Right.
Then Rosé would be on her way.
Right.
You would just give her a pat on the top of the... top of the scone, top of the metal head.
Metal head.
And, this is a, like, not metal table, but, you know, got the general idea of my sound effects. We're on a bit of a budget here at the sort. I think it's a great idea, but that I think we will see a lot more of this as we continue to move on. Robots, AI. Yeah.
AI?
Artificial intelligence.
Right, of course.
It's happening.
Of course.
It's happening.
I just think she's beautiful.
Good job. Anything to do with cheese and wine, you're all over that.
Hello.
Today. Now, speaking of robots,
yep,
the Osborne family is returning to television.
Yes.
But not in the way many hoped or feared they would.
Speaking of robots.
We love Ozzy. He's the best. In a new series coming to the Travel Channel, Ozzy, Sharon and their son Jack will investigate the paranormal like most of us do from the comfort of home.
Where's Kelly?
She's out. Way too busy for this sort of nonsense.
Yeah, right, okay.
The show, called The Osbournes Want to Believe, will present Ozzy, Sharon and Jack with footage purported to depict paranormal activity like UFOs, yetis and hauntings.
Ooh.
Now, the trio will then react to the footage and cast aspersions as to its veracity.
Oh, I love this.
I love the fact that I've got some really long, challenging words in this story too. Jack currently co-hosts another Travel Channel series called Portals to Hell.
Okay.
So he's very well accustomed to this sort of stuff.
All right, good.
He says a watch party for that series earlier this year provided inspiration for the new venture with his parents. So this is Jack's idea.
Yep, okay.
I was a big X-Files fan, the biggest nerd ever, he told Variety.
Okay.
On his new series, reference to a famous line from the 90s sci-fi phenomenon. I read all the books, watched all the episodes, and so for me as a kid, it was like a nerdy hobby.
Okay.
The paranormal, the UFOs and ghosts. He loves all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
Ozzy's almost a ghost. He looks like it, doesn't he? He's about 316 years old.
Oh, he's still smashing out the singles.
I love his new album.
I know you do.
The youngest Osborne is acutely aware of how inherently funny his parents are. Oh. They are pretty funny when they get together.
Yeah, okay.
Jack previously starred alongside Ozzy for 3 seasons of the A&E series Ozzy and Jack's World Detour, in which he and his dad explored historical sites.
I must have missed that one. That would have been amazing.
Probably on Foxtel.
I was going to say, try and find that, yeah.
He joked that he'll have a lot of fun ensnaring his mum and dad into the world of the paranormal.
I just love that he still wants to hang out with his parents. That is super cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And what we should do later on is jump onto YouTube and have a look to see if we can find that series, Ozzy and Jack's World Detour. That would be hilarious. Now, the Osbournes, want to believe, will premiere on August 2 on the Travel Channel. So if you're lucky enough to have Foxtel here in Australia, or the Travel Channel wherever you are in the world listening, well then August 2 is the date for the Osbournes, I Want to Believe.
Okay.
How good is that?
I love
the Osbournes
it.
Want to Believe, talking about UFOs, yetis and hauntings.
Oh, this will be fun.
Been fun again.
Always.
Episode 9, if you don't mind. Thanks to Byron Bay Peanut Butter.
Next week we turn into a big kid when we hit double digits.
Double digits. Who would have thought?
I don't know.
All those weeks ago.
I know.
Couldn't do it without our very good friends at Byron Bay Peanut Butter. Chuck them a like on their socials. Visit their website. They're doing some great stuff at the moment. We really appreciate you taking a listen to us.
Always. Have a great week.
You too.
See ya.
And to our listeners.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. This has been another episode of The Source with Cindy and Daz, thanks to Byron Bay Peanut Butter. For more episodes, head to extrabutter.com.au.